South Texas all Hall of Fame ball players.
Now what is this now that's going on?
Hall of Fame.
Yeah, are you in it?
Yeah.
No kidding.
I will be in it.
Really?
Yeah, they sent me. No boy, come by here and see me. I didn't know he was in town. He come by and Dust Bumgarden sent him. And down at Schulenburg, he said, by all means, go see old Lefty Webb, because he and I played in 1928, we played together at Freeport. And I had a good year that year. I won 10 straight games.
Wow.
After school was out, June 7th.
Yeah.
Those things. And they quit down there about, rainy season started then, the South Coast League. And I was down there with old man Billy Dish, you know, he used to coach here at
the
university. So he came and got me, Ed Ollie and I. And we went down there. Last two guys joined the club.
Huh.
Ed Ollie hit. He was a star down there.
Huh.
Of course, he's dead now. But we really had a good ball club.
Yeah.
I think we played 32 games. And 34 games from June to time to start back school.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a lot.
And we lost about 7 games.
No, we're good.
Out of the 35.
Well, what are they gonna do to induct you into the Hall of Fame?
Well, they just want some write-ups and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I've found two old people that I got to have them fixed because they're all rotted out. But
yeah.
You got time to...
Yeah.
You might put some of that in there. You just put that in there and stuff.
Okay. You know, while you're up, I'm gonna get this and put the microphone on this because
I think it'll be better. Whoops. There. Now
it won't be in our way so much. I wanna have these fixed up. You know, you can put them in
plastic. Yeah.
That's what y'all do.
Here's one. That was taken at the Houston Post. There's one right up right here.
Ha ha! Golly, how neat! Dummy Collins?
Yeah.
Dummy?
Yeah, he's deaf and dumb. He's deaf and dumb as boy, he could pitch.
He was really
and
deaf and dumb?
And you think they could work something on him, boy? He caught all their signals. He knew about them before they did.
Was widely scattered as cross-eyed car hops.
Yeah. I was an old man then, and that's been, what year was that, 39?
Yeah.
That's quite a spell to go in.
Yeah. Says it, you may have been a right-hander before the Civil War.
Yeah.
It goes on.
Yeah, he gave us, back in them days, you've heard of Jinx Tucker, haven't you?
Yeah.
Out in Waco.
Yeah.
Well, here's one that he wrote there.